File number 2116, continued. Interview between Major Catherine Lebedev, Russian Main Intelligence Agency, GRU, and Vincent Couture. Location, GRU Building, St. Petersburg, Russia.
Who was this opt guy? A language teacher or something?
In a test, he's some sort of scholar. He can't pronounce an L to save his life, but he's good with the law. He was sent there by the council, the government.
To teach you how to speak?
No. But, well, yes. I think he was helping them figure out what to do with us. They had no idea.
Like whether they should kill you or not?
No. They didn't know what to make of us. They figured out we're related to them when they came here, but we're still, we're very different. They have laws to tell them how to deal with full-blown aliens and laws to tell them how to deal with people that are part ect. But those were intended for people that were born there. They weren't prepared for a whole planet full of hairy people with a tiny bit of ect in them.
Hairy people?
Yeah. Well, you saw Ekim. They don't have body hair.
We don't have a lot of...
We have enough, apparently. People stopped us on the street to look at our arms. Kids wanted to touch our eyebrows. We were like Wookiees to them.
You're making this up.
I swear. It was like Chewbacca landed in New York.
I don't get it.
What? Chewbacca?
These people, these ect, they come here and they kill millions of us. Then they take you there and they just... What? Get you to learn their language? Feed you, clothe you, I suppose, for years? That doesn't make sense to me. Were you prisoners the whole time?
No. It's complicated. They don't... We were some sort of legal, more like a philosophical hot potato to them. They debated a lot. The way their government works, it's slow.
So you didn't spend 9 years in a room with that opt guy?
No, but I did talk to him a lot. He's a good person, and for a long time, he was the only one I could really talk to on their planet.
I thought you learned their language.
It takes a while before you can carry a real conversation with people. Anatast could meet me halfway. With everyone else, I felt like a tourist in Cuba. Donde está la playa?
Did they have beaches?
They have oceans, but we've never seen one. They had plenty of sand.
What does it look like, their planet?
Well, it's a planet, so it really depends on where you go. They have oceans, two continents. Each is divided into regions. Usk, where we first stayed, was really clean. Have you ever been to Singapore?
No. Why?
Never mind. It was just really well kept. Beautiful, lots of old buildings. It's where their planetary government, I guess you can call it that, meets. The Imperial Palace is there. It's gorgeous.
Skyscrapers?
No. Everything was low. Nothing above 2 or 3 floors. We were in a government compound, though, so we didn't see everything that was to see in Usk. They moved us to Etyakht next, another region. It's a weird mix of old and new. Lots of people from different places.
You mean planets?
Oh, yeah. Planets, other regions. They were all born on Esat Ekt, as far as I know. But some had ancestors that were from other worlds. Lots of different customs, all sorts of weird food. It wasn't as pretty as Usk, but more lively.
Why did you have to move?
Like I said, we were in some government building. Ava, Rose, and Eugene, I mean, General Govender, were bunking together. There was a lot more room in Etyakht. We each had a house. Well, not Ava.
They gave it to you? Like, a real house?
I don't think it was really ours. I never asked. It's not like we were going to sell it.
Go on.
That's it. We moved to a new place.
And you watched TV for 9 years, the end.
There's, no TV. There's information you can watch, but they don't act. No fiction, just info.
Why not?
I don't know. They just don't. They write books, novels, but nothing visual. To have someone pretend to be someone else is just not something they do. Anyway, we didn't need TV. We had a whole world to discover. It took us weeks to figure out the house, how to use the kitchen, how to...
Uh-huh.
What? Too mundane for you?
I don't know. I think alien world. I don't think Martha Stewart.
What do you expect? Space combat? We ate and we slept and we washed dishes. I know it sounds boring, but... How do I explain this? Imagine yourself in a place that kind of looks like here, but every little thing is just different enough to make you feel like an idiot. It's familiar, but you don't know how to use the door handles, the toilet. You don't know if the thing you're holding in your hand is a fork or some kind of screwdriver. Is that box food? Something like salt? What you clean the toilet with? We were lost.